Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Biomethane is a renewable gas made from animal and plant waste. The government has a target of 3.7 terawatts of biomethane before the end of the decade. To reach that end, Gas Networks Ireland, which distributes gas around the country to companies and households, has signed a partnership with the biomethane provider Cycle Zero to build facilities in Limerick, Cavan, Kildare and Galway. But like all infrastructure projects, planning could be the big issue. David Kelly is the Director of Customer Business with Gas Networks Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about what biomethane is and what goes into it.
Biomethane is exactly the same as natural gas when it's produced. It comes from animal waste, food waste. Think of your brown bin at home. That is put into a very large, like a compost bin. Mm-hmm. Bacteria works on it. That's where the technology is. And gas is produced. That gas then can be purified and injected into the gas grid and is exactly the same chemically as natural gas.
So you can kind of burn it off and get the same heat as you would do from natural gas?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I mentioned this when we spoke about 3 years ago, but when I was in an anaerobic digestion plant, it stank.
Yeah, the technology's moved on quite a bit. It's a bit like a wastewater treatment plant. You know, when you go into them and you're in the heart of them, absolutely, they're not pleasant. But the odour management and they have to be air tight, naturally. That's the way they operate. So I was outside one yesterday, actually, a very large plant in Donegal, and you'd never know what was going on inside the door.
And you don't smell too bad this morning, David.
Thanks very much.
Tell us more about this MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with Cycle Zero.
So we are very keen to develop this industry in Ireland, and we are open to signing partnerships and agreements with players that are also serious about this industry. Cycle Zero are very interesting business. They're owned by Ara Partners, a private equity firm, and they have interests in other jurisdictions. And that's really interesting for us. So, and we signed a similar agreement with Neffen Renewable Energy last year, because they have very serious interests from overseas as well. They bring that knowledge and expertise to the Irish market, and then ultimately they want to develop their own infrastructure here. And as you said, Cycle Zero plan to build 4 decent scale plants in Ireland. It's a really key agenda for us, Joe, because we're fully dependent on Corrib gas field, and then 80% of our gas comes via Scotland. So
80%?
80%.
And so Corrib will eventually run dry, mm-hmm. And so that could become 100% if we don't shift to biomethane. When all of these plants are up and running, when all of these anaerobic digestion are up and you get all that methane, what will the percentage of biomethane be out of the total gas mix?
So, and actually, at the very outset, the government's target is 5.7 terawatts. What is that? Mm. That's about 10% of Ireland's gas demand today. And the government's target, and it's very, very ambitious and probably unlikely to be met at this point, by 2030 for 10% of our gas demand to be biomethane. Certainly, we see enough capability and feedstock, which is ultimately the agricultural waste, to probably create about 10 terawatts. So that would be using the right amount of waste, converting municipal waste, brown bin waste, and then considering the land availability that we have. 10% would be brilliant of current gas demand, but it probably will go no more than 15 to 20% ultimately. Denmark, on the other hand, as an example, similar size country to us, similar population to us, similar agricultural sector to us. They rolled out a biomethane strategy 10 years ago, and there was a few days last summer where 100% of their gas demand was biomethane. So it's very achievable. So
we got a lot of catching up to do, though.
We do. We're late. We're late to this.
And talking of catching up, the Minister for Energy, Dara O'Brien, is bringing an important piece proposed legislation to the Cabinet in relation to the renewable heat obligation. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, Minister O'Brien's been very supportive since he's come into office. And the renewable heat obligation, in short, it obliges large energy users and energy companies to buy a percentage of their gas that they sell on to customers as biomethane. And that renewable heat obligation, now it is delayed. We understood it was going to be rolled out a year ago, but it's very close to have been announced. And the plan would be that it would be a phased threshold. It would start off probably a very small percentage, but ultimately you could see maybe 10% of the large energy users having to by biomethane. That would absolutely stimulate the industry, give investors some certainty. And we're hoping...
That would probably include a lot of the data centres because they're huge consumers of energy.
Yes, absolutely. So the large energy user agenda has been obviously very topical over the last number of years. The CRU were about to issue a direction on this.
This is the regulator.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we understand there'll be a sort of a glide path or they'll be promoting the use of renewable energy for data centres, including looking at interruptible products and other things that will assist them. Mm. But that data centre sector is a really key enabler for us. If like those players are large, they have deep pockets, yeah, they want to invest in renewable energy, wind, solar, biomethane, and we welcome that.
And is the infrastructure up for it? We know that the water infrastructure needs billions, tens of billions. The electricity network, we hear all sorts of complaints. Is the gas network that you have, is it fit for purpose?
It absolutely is. It's probably one of the few pieces of infrastructure we have at the moment that is really in good shape. We have about 15,000 kilometres of gas grid. It's all largely underground. Mm. So recently when we had Storm Eowyn, you remember at the start of the year, the gas infrastructure was largely untouched. Yeah. It was unaffected.
It's electricity mostly.
Absolutely. It? Yeah. And bear in mind, 50% of our electricity comes from gas today. Sometimes it's 90%, sometimes it's 10%, depending on wind and how the wind is blowing and the sun is shining. But ultimately, the gas infrastructure is ready for biomethane now. We are injecting very small amounts of it today in a facility in Kildare. But we have visibility now of half a terawatt of biomethane that'll be connected to the grid by the end of this year. So that's plant that's existing or being built, and we're building the pipeline infrastructure so they'll be directly connected to the gas grid.
There was a report in the Business Post about liquefied natural gas, and you manage that facility, that ship offshore in Cork, do you?
Well, no, at the moment, the government produced an energy security report. There was a number of actions, 24 actions in the report. Action 17 of that was for us to put together a proposal for a state-led emergency reserve. Mm-hmm. That's still the plan. That's still what we're working on. Ultimately, the final investment decision will be made by government over the next year or two. But that's the intention. We're so dependent on gas as a country. It's really important that we have a storage reserve. We're probably the only country in Europe now that doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So that's what that's going to be.
And will that take a few years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck with it. And thank you very much for coming in. That is David Kelly from Gas Networks Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.